Market day in Kishi-Subwa, a time to chat and to buy items from the home country. Many residents and their forefathers immigrated here from North and Sub-Saharan Africa. They were looking for better opportunities. Not everybody found them. In 2005, this Paris suburb exploded into violence after two teenagers were electrocuted as they hid from police. Most people here say pent-up anger about the lack of jobs and a future helped fuel the riots that spread across the country. Kishi-Subwa today looks very different. The state has invested massively in infrastructure. Old-timers like Yaya Jael from Algeria praise the results.
They demolished all those old buildings, the towers. They replaced them with the small ones you see over there. There are lots of things that have changed.
But some things have not. Just ask 18-year-old Mehdi Hassani, who's studying to be an electrician.
It's really hard to find a job, especially when you come from here. We're still identified by the 2005 riots. We're still considered delinquents and druggies.
Nearly half of Clichy's population is under 25. More than a third of them are jobless. A tramway is under construction, but for now, the only easy way out of here is by car. Pierre Mouget heads Mission Locale, an agency that helps young people find jobs.
We have a transport problem. It is very hard in Clichy, which is one reason why there are so few businesses here.
The Paris shootings last January again focused the spotlight on France's neglected suburbs. That's where the three Islamist attackers came from. Activist Mehdi Bigadel says suburbs like Kishi-Subwa are no more likely to produce terrorists than any other part of France. He's co-founder of Assez le Feu, a citizens' empowerment group set up after the riots. He says the country is right to be worried about its youth.
The real question is, how did we get to this situation? Because these young people who committed the barbaric acts did not come from Iraq, Algeria, or Morocco. They are French products.
Two police officers are on trial for failing to prevent the deaths of Bouna Traoré and Ziad Benna, the two boys electrocuted 10 years ago. A verdict is due in May, but here the bigger challenge of healing and moving forward lies ahead. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Clichy-Subwa, France.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。